Monday, December 4th, started at Key Biscayne. President had me over at 10 this morning. Got into a lot of odds and ends on personnel and miscellaneous things. Wants to be sure that on the campaign follow-up, Bush gets the record re the president's help for congressional candidates and all the selling points, the pictures, letters, calls, films, and so on. Also, he wants to use Brock, Ford, Scott to push this, and McGregor and John Mitchell. Concerned about the agremens on Volpe, Helms, and Moynihan. Wants to get those announcements moving. Wants Bush to put a Catholic woman in as the number two at the committee. Wants to know from McGregor and Malik who our best 20 best state chairmen were and really crank them up so they know we care. He's worried that they'll get let down as Colson did, that after they did all the work, nothing happens. Wants to be sure we have a super advanced man in charge of crowd building at the inaugural, get our crowd in. Feels we do need to show public support, not crowd numbers, but emotion, feel, and attitude, people jumping, tears in their eyes and all, which Ziegler doesn't react to. He isn't sent by the school teachers. Got into the story from Billy Kilmer that Nixon was hurting the Redskins and had me call George Allen to find out what Kilmer's up to. Allen said he figured Kilmer had been drinking and had given the interview when he shouldn't have done it, and he was very distressed with how negative the whole Washington press is and all. I think the point was made to him. Wants to get out the fact that our Republican candidates were too old for the races and that's the reason so many of them lost so badly. Got into the question of planning for Christmas and follow-up things at parties and that sort of thing for the cabinet and wants some plans on that. Kissinger called with his report from Paris, said he was sending a message but they had had a 2.5-hour private session. He just presented his position and we'll get an answer this afternoon on it. They agreed to meet tomorrow at a place we furnished. He says it's exactly on track, the way he and the president discussed. A lot of speculation that Rogers plans to visit there this week and that must be turned off. He says the mood is quite consistent with the game plan, so on. Then after we got back to Washington and home tonight, the president called me to say that he had just talked to Colonel Kennedy, who'd had a report from Henry that things had been very tough in the afternoon session, that we're going to have to break off the talks, that the president will have to go on TV and rally the American people. The president told Kennedy to tell Kissinger to stay on the hard line, that this was not a viable option, and the president has a very uneasy feeling about going on TV at this point. He doesn't think Kissinger's in touch with reality, says it's better to state it in a practical manner and just do it without going on TV to rally the people. We don't have to decide till tomorrow, so we can wait and see what happens, but we should say we haven't completed negotiations and go ahead with more bombing. Going on TV unnecessarily escalates the public reaction. It's too bad we don't have a direct line to Haig to get a feeling from him, but Henry's got to realize we can't repeat history. We can't go on and do it again. They're going to meet tomorrow at 3, and we'll get a report then. President says he's always felt that all of Kissinger's stuff on the mood and so forth actually had nothing to do with the results and that we just have to play the string out, see where it runs. I'm going to talk with Bush on the Dole thing. He thinks the situation there is okay. On Scali, he thinks he'd be good for the UN. He has the flair for it. He likes the idea of an Italian. As a first step, we should get Rogers' acquiescence or support. And Bush feels he can set him up at the UN, even though there would be some objections. He'd be glad to help sell it to Rogers. President got into the new majority question, the need for a continued all-out attack on the old establishment, the media, the university, the social set, and the lobbyists, and to build up a new establishment. We're weak on this, except for Colson and Dent. As far as working with ethnics, labor, Democrats, South, little businessmen, wants to be sure we go through all the lists from the campaign, develop our group that we can follow up on, keep up contact with these people. He doesn't think we're doing this adequately, the Nixon friends and supporters in the media, business, in each area. For example, Malik's names aren't adequate. He didn't get the California Carter group and in all the other states. People are just aching to get in with us, new people, not just the old ones. We should follow up on the establishment, briefings, groups in, not just with the president, but so they feel they're in. some in the Congress, groups of mayors, labor, and so on. Got into a post-inaugural schedule, wants to make one European trip, but not as hurriedly as our one in 69. Spent 2 or 3 days in each of the 4 major cities, plus NATO. Then also he wants to do a thank you trip around the U.S., north, south, east, and west, and a full diplomatic reception for the diplomatic corps. Then he had Ziegler in to discuss the press handling thing. Once Ron's plan is how he's going to handle them, deal with building our people, cutting the opponents and so forth, how to handle society and life, and the usual rundown on that. End of December 4th.